This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I read the simple sign that said there's no limit to the good that a man can do if he doesn't care who gets the credit. If you really don't care who gets the credit, you can enjoy yourself. You can do all kinds of good deeds. Just be glad that it's done and don't worry about who gets the credit. And the way we feel about ourselves affects the way we treat others. If you're a happy person, you're content, then you will treat others well. But the opposite is also true. Hurt people end up hurting other people, and there's that blockage that prevents the love and kindness to come out. And I know people like that. They usually end up living lonely and self-centered lives and end up blocking others out. What can we do about that? Treat others with respect. That is the way you want to be treated. Making people around you happy will help you feel happy. Empathy is another good word. Imagine how other people and living beings feel. What affects them or what hurts them? What makes them happy? So you can learn to listen to your own heart. Another thing I think is put the needs of other people before your own. Pay attention to the people in your life to find out what their needs are, or you could try and anticipate how they feel. Catering to their needs will not make you less important or miserable. On the contrary, it'll fill you with a sense of accomplishment and joy. It takes time to learn to be considerate and sensitive, but once you start trying it, it can only get easier and better. Kindness is a thing to reciprocate. Be sensitive. And the kind treatment you receive by others is something that you can reciprocate. Give it back. If someone treats you badly, try and rise above the occasion and respond with love and positivity. So it's about doing more for others, but still taking care of yourself. Acting in this selfless manner and being attentive to other people shouldn't stop you from caring for yourself, because, look, you are just as important as anyone else is. Don't be judgmental. It's easy to judge other people and try to live their life. But if you do, you'll find yourself making even more mistakes than they made. So it is important to be understanding and forgiving and learn from other people's mistakes. Have you heard the saying that giving is a lot more difficult than taking? If you want to give something to an ungrateful person, it's not easy. But giving shouldn't be about gratefulness. It's just about the feeling you get for yourself. I heard about a student at a Bible school in the Philippines who became disturbed one day about the condition of the men's toilets, and they always seemed to be neglected in that routine of cleaning. Nothing was done to clean them up. So he took matters into his own hands and complained to the principal of the school there. A little while later, the student noticed the problem was corrected, and he saw the man who had a mop in his hand was the principal himself. And this student said, "I thought that he would call a janitor or the cleaner, but no, he got and cleaned the toilets himself. It was a major lesson to me on being a servant, and it raised the question in my mind as to why I hadn't taken care of the problem myself." A very simple illustration, but how many times have you helped someone on the condition that they thank you? And the principal of that Bible college had the right attitude. He just got in and cleaned the toilets himself, because there's no limit to the good that a man or a woman can do if he doesn't care who gets the credit. It was Jesus who said, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." That's in Mark 10, verse 45. Jesus didn't go around looking for a pat on the back. Instead, he was nailed to a cross. It's no wonder that Francis of Assisi is still remembered today for the words, "It is in giving that we receive," because he had the understanding. The Bible says, as Philippians 2, verse 4 says, we should help people whenever we can. Galatians 6:10, care about others as much as you care about yourself. Dear Lord, sometimes it's difficult to get on with people who don't understand or appreciate me. And Lord, as a result, I don't feel your presence. You seem far away sometimes. But in my better moments, I realize, Lord, that's not true. You've promised to be with me all the time, regardless of how I feel. And I am very grateful. In the name of Jesus, amen.